From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. President Bush is in Europe this weekend, trying to enlist Europeans' help in stabilizing Iraq. Despite past differences over the war, the president did win support for the incoming Iraqi government. But European leaders continue to press Mr. Bush on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. We spoke with NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne at the president's first stop in County Clare, Ireland. The president attended a European Union summit there today on his way to a NATO meeting in Istanbul. Don, what emerged from this meeting with the EU?
The president came here looking for European support for the incoming interim government in Iraq. Of course, sovereignty will be handed over next Wednesday. And the president walks away from here with an important document. It is called a U.S.-EU Declaration of Support for the People of Iraq. And it contains a couple of very key points. First, it gives full EU backing to the government and for the elections that are scheduled to take place no later than January of next year. It also says we express our shared commitment and urge others, including international organizations, to support the political and economic reconstruction of Iraq. And another very important thing it includes is the European Union's commitment to help Iraq deal with its huge foreign debt, estimated at some $120 billion. So Iraqi debt relief came up and there were pledges of help.
I was listening into the president's news conference and there was a question about the treatment of prisoners in U.S. custody in Iraq. How big of an issue was Abu Ghraib at this summit?
It is absolutely an issue. It is something that the president continues to be asked about. It was big enough that there is a line in this declaration that does not mention Abu Ghraib, but clearly refers to it. Point number four of this declaration recognizes the need to combat terrorism and maintain security and stability in Iraq. It supports the mission of the multinational force for Iraq. Then it includes this line: we stress the need for full respect of the Geneva Conventions. So that clearly is looking at Abu Ghraib. It's something that was brought up by the Irish Prime Minister, Mr. Ahern, today when he met with President Bush. It's also something, if you look at the protesters in the streets, many of them are holding up signs that refer to Abu Ghraib.
You know, Don, since the run-up to the war, we've been hearing about this rift between the United States and Europe. Is there any sign that President Bush is concerned about that?
He was asked a question at this press conference. Essentially, the question was, you're not a very popular fellow here in Europe. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about that? And the president just quickly answered, the first poll he worries about is the one in November, meaning the U.S. elections in November. Then he added that he doesn't like it when the values of the U.S. are misunderstood overseas. But he also said that he's going to do his job. He's going to set a mission. He's going to do his job the best he can. And then he said, let the chip fall where they may.
Don, the president's and your next stop is Turkey, where the NATO summit will be held in Istanbul. What do you expect to happen there?
The president has a very specific request for NATO. He wants greater NATO involvement in Iraq. Now, NATO is not going to send troops into Iraq. That's something that has already been shot down by the European members of NATO. Mm-hmm. But the incoming Iraqi prime minister has asked for NATO to be involved in training military, training police, training security forces, and it appears that they've pretty much got a deal worked out there, so that will all be finalized at the NATO summit.
Okay, NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president in Europe. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.